Tom, honestly, if people could see you now in studio.
What a beat, man.
What a beat, man.
And, you know, this is ripped off of Abdul Halim Hafez, the great Syrian musician.
Really?
That whistly thing. Mm-hmm. It's all exactly from Abdul Halim, yeah.
All right. There's a reason why we're listening to this. Not because of your project that you're setting yourself to task. Good morning to Alicia, by the way. Alicia sends a kiss and she's saying, Tom, thank goodness you live in Dubai and that we get the privilege of listening to you on radio.
Hi, Alicia.
Isn't that nice?
Hello.
There you go.
Yeah.
You got some interest. You got a fan base.
Yeah.
We could be starting something special here.
Well, the first of my many babies. Hundreds of babies.
Now, look, there is a reason why we were just listening to Jay-Z. Story that came out recently is looking at Jay-Z. Jay-Z, he's the man who created an anthem which shamelessly glorified pimp culture. Big Pimpin' was what we were just listening to. It basically acknowledged his own, conflicted feelings about that song to the Wall Street Journal. He said, it was like, I can't believe I said that and kept saying it. What kind of an animal would say this sort of a thing? Reading it is really harsh. This is what the rapper has said. He says, yeah, listening to it, come on in a club and see the entire crowd go wild and singing it along has been really harsh too. This is what he's had to say about all of this. So basically, I don't know whether it's come out of the fact that he's got a wife and he's got a child on the way. Maybe he's had a bit of an epiphany, a moral-based epiphany. I don't know. But basically, he's looked back and he's looked at the culture that he was supporting, this very tragic culture, the sexualization of women and girls, and now he's making a 180-degree about-turn. Tom, what are your thoughts on this?
You know, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, he's hanging out with Barack Obama these days. He's on the front cover of the Forbes, you know, Most Richest Men in America edition this week. You know, him and Warren Buffett kind of like chatting out with each other on the front cover of Forbes. You know, obviously, you know, at some point, Jay-Z had to acknowledge the fact that, you know, he was a cocaine dealer, you know, and he used, you know, the proceeds from selling, you know, nasty addictive narcotics to poor people to start a record, you know, company and record his own tunes. And he became a huge artist and he's really popular now and he's now kind of this, you know, like big businessman, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars, political type guy, you know, gets involved in all these different things. At some point he had to come out and say either, you know, did you really mean it when you said all that stuff? You know, were you full of it? Were you lying? Or do you regret being
mm-hmm.
that guy?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, you know, maybe either he was lying and he wants to keep up that image that he really was a cocaine dealer and all this stuff, although he says he was, but probably more accurately, he just had to come out and say he regrets it.
I think, absolutely. And I think within all of this is this idea when we look at some of the music that he has produced, and particularly that song that we were listening to, and what that song endorses is a very serious illegal industry and an industry of exploitation and abuse. Now, he's obviously looking back at that thinking, this is just not cool. There's a lot of music that talks about this kind of stuff. He's stood up and he said, okay, you know, whatever you think of him and his straightening up act, the fact of the matter is that should we be more engaged when it comes to the kind of music that we're listening to? I mean, if we go back 50 years and you listen to some of the music that was coming out then and what the moral judges in society were saying, this is terrible, this is awful, blah, blah, blah. Imagine if they were to listen to some of the music now, what would they think?
Yeah, I mean, I love that idea that those guys that thought Elvis was the devil for shaking his hips. You know, imagine showing them a Britney video clip these days and being like, this is where society's heading, you know, kind of deal. That's hilarious. But, you know, in some way, there's this thing with music, right, where we go into this kind of alternate universe and just sort of, if it sounds good, we don't really think too hard about the fact that most of it is about having one-night stands with women and shooting people and stuff, right? Like, I mean, there's so many aspects to most songs that are actually filthy if you just write down the definition on paper. You know, even like Rolling Stones songs. You know, I mean, there a lot of them, you know, when you actually say what is actually being said in this song, you would never say it to a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you would play that song to a kid because there's just this agreement that, you know, when it comes to music and even hip-hop music, I mean, a lot of people, I love hip-hop. Hip-hop is the music I listen to all the time. A lot of people love dancing to hip-hop. A lot of girls who otherwise would be horrified by the things, you know,
that are being talked.
They said hip-hop.
Said, yeah.
Love dancing to the most misogynistic, disgusting, like disrespectful, violent hip-hop, right? And it's just because we agree that, you know, the lyrics to songs are this alternate universe.
They just don't matter?
Well, I don't know. I'm not saying it's right, but I'm saying it's true. It's what happens. You know, we just agree to go into this sort of alterna place when it comes to song lyrics and sort of not think about them too much.
What are your thoughts on this, Miranda?
Just jumping on my skin to comment on this, because I feel very passionately about this topic, where I think that, first of all, Jay-Z, I'm guessing, and I don't know him personally, you come from your neighborhood, or even, you know, if you were raised here in Dubai, wherever you've come from, all you know is that neighborhood, and the only knowledge you have is subject to your environment. And so possibly some of these rappers that have come out, it's very real to their environment, and whether they glorified it or, as Tupac came out, when his music, really talking about the pain that he went through living in this environment. But now someone like Jay-Z, who's now traveled the world and has been in a different environment and has different influences, it's probably opened up his eyes in a way it just wasn't open back then. Plus with age, and like you said, marriage and kids, also comes a feeling of your mortality. He's probably also seen now the influence, the repercussions. I found it interesting with Eminem, for instance, some of his earlier lyrics, granted they were mostly about his real life, but were pretty harsh about his mother and his ex-wife. But then later he came out with the song Stan, which is about a kid that's listened to his music and has been influenced by it and goes and kills his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And I would think that that was his coming of age and realizing, I'm just joking, or I'm just telling a story, but it's actually affecting people, and I don't want to affect people in that way. Well, when you're just in your small town, or these kids, especially if they don't have money and they're in the studio making these songs, it's not till later on, when they get to travel the world and they get to see the actual effect it has, that it hits them, that it wasn't just a song, and it wasn't just a joke, and it wasn't just in their isolated box in mm-hmm. which they created this.
Mm-hmm. Do you think, and I'll put this question out to the both of you, do you think that when we look at hip-hop music itself, if these artists were to talk about how gorgeous their garden is outside their kitchen window, or how beautiful their puppy is, or, you know, whatever, do you think if they were to talk about these kind of feel-good ideas, that this music would still be as popular?
I've got one name for you. Will Smith. I mean, you can, but if they're doing it just for the money, this is what I'm saying. If it is it the message or the money? So is, I know a lot of people think Will Smith is poppy, which he is, but in the same token, he's making just as much money. So if all your goal is to make money, why don't you make it by exploiting something positive than something negative? Or Tribe Called Quest, which was very politically motivated, and they were a huge hip-hop group in the 90s, and they talked about positive things. Tupac Shakur, same thing. He talked about stories of growing up in the ghetto, but his respect for his mother, his respect for women, the things that he didn't like and the pain that he suffered. And it was more of a story and a moral to the story that these people were telling. It didn't glorify these actions, which some of these other artists are doing.
What do you think, Tom?
Yeah, to a degree, I kind of agree with that. Although, I think, you know, there's lots of hip hop that isn't violent and misogynistic, and some of it's pretty popular. And, you know, even like some of the R&B that's popular, especially on dance floors and stuff, isn't violent and misogynistic. But I just think that there's kind of like there's not very many sort of rappers out there who don't have those leanings on occasion. You know, even the most kind of conscious type rappers still tend to go down that path a bit more than normal, and that's because there's something really confrontational about hip hop. You know, there's something about it that's nearly always has this kind of aggressive or kind of against something sort of oppositional sort of bent. So, you know, it doesn't really surprise me. I mean, I just think what's weirder is kind of that we need to work out why it is that we think that's normal, you know, that it doesn't upset us, you know what I mean? And I just think there's some point where we can just reconcile the fact that it's not just hip-hop. It's like, if you think about a lot of rock and roll songs, the actual lyrics to them,
you know, I think the splitting of the difference is, like I said before, it's one thing to tell a story, and it's one thing to glorify something that's negative, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, I heard an interview with the singer Prince from years ago, and he basically said that, and obviously his lyrics have been explicit over the years, but he said, my discussion of physical interaction with women in my songs has always been in a loving, positive environment.
Mm-hmm.
It was never about control. It was never about abuse. It was never in a sort of desensitized way. And I think there's a difference in talking about questionable things that maybe you don't want to tell your kids in a either a loving way or just a storytelling way, or glorifying it like it's okay to treat women like this. It's okay to deal drugs. It's okay. That's where I have the problem,
mm-hmm.
is when it glorifies these sort of negative acts that are influencing people all around the world.
Mm-hmm. Miranda, it's been absolutely delightful having you in studio today. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. Miranda, if people want to get in touch with you, A, for your acting or directing intensives, and also Ronnie Khalil coming here in a couple of weeks' time to give these comedy intensives, how can people get in touch with you?
They should email me, my first name, Miranda, M-I-R-A-N-D-A, at Miranda Davidson Studios. That's MirandaDavidson. STUDIOS.
Okay. On the website, this interview will be podcast as well as Ronnie's interview. That's going to be up by around 3 o'clock this afternoon. All you need to do is go to www.dubaii1038.com. Follow the links to podcasts for Dubai Today. And all the information for Miranda will also be up on that podcast. Miranda, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Tom, always a pleasure.
Jessica.
Having you on the program. And I do wish you all the very best in your project to reach 100 children, and look forward to hearing more, and keep us updated on how you're going.
I promise.
You promise? Excellent. Yeah. Nothing better than a promise. Take care. Have a fantastic day.